You're listening to the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Michael Carlson of St. Mark Catholic Church of Huntersville.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourself that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like the servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be severely beaten, and the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord.
There's a popular legend about the Saint Martin of Tours. He was drafted into the Roman army at a very young age to eventually take over his father's role as a Roman tribunal. As the story goes, while Martin was a young man and soldier, he was passing by a city gate on a bitterly cold night in what is now the northern part of France. He passes by this beggar who's begging for alms. He's asking for money, and this beggar is hardly clothed with anything. Well, Martin at the time, he had almost nothing himself, but he did have his outer cloak. So he takes off his cloak, splits it in two with his sword, and gives half to the beggar. As the story goes, that night, while the saint is asleep, Christ visits him, clothed in that half garment that had been given away. This is what Christ says to Martin: "I was naked and you clothed me, and as much as you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it to me." Quoting his own words from the Gospel of Matthew. Each time good is done to the poor or those in need, it is done for Christ. It is done to Christ. If we want to serve the Lord, look no further than serving and helping those who are in need. This morning in the Gospel, Jesus focuses our attention on our most important priority, the salvation of your soul. This is the greatest work of your life, the most important work that God expects from you, trying to save your own soul through the assistance that God gives. Christ warns us that he will return like a thief in the night, and we must be vigilant and on guard always, ready for his return, that at any moment we might be called away from this life. And we have to ask ourselves, is my soul ready? Am I ready for that moment? Either he will return to earth in our lifetime and we'll be judged for what we've done, or we'll pass away before that second coming, and once again, we will be judged for what we've done and what we've failed to do. Christ gives us a way to prepare ourselves now. He says, "Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven." We build up that treasure in heaven by giving away now what we have, that time, talent, and treasure. Those gifts God gives us, we build up that eternal treasure by being generous and giving of it now. To do and believe that requires faith. The immediate instinct is not to give, but to grasp, to hoard up as much as possible, to ensure my own self-preservation, at least for a time. For the Christian to be the one who gives is nothing less than a leap of faith, a real leap of faith, saying, "God, I trust that you will provide for me." Writing that check, transferring that money, it's a concrete way to say, "God, I trust you're going to take care of me." What sort of faith does this require? It's that faith received at baptism. Each one of us, when baptized, whether as an infant or an adult, we receive this theological virtue of faith, not something acquired naturally, not something that we come about by our brain or our reason or study or genetics. It's a gift freely given by our God to you, infused into our very souls. What does it help us do? Faith gives us the power to firmly believe everything God has revealed about himself, either through scripture or through tradition. God who can neither deceive nor be deceived. It's through the virtue of faith, through this power that you've been given, that you can cling to God and his teachings, even if you can't fully understand it, or even if you only understand it only partially. In the words of St. John Henry Newman, that Oxford scholar, "We can believe what we choose. We are answerable for what we choose to believe." It's only through a lively faith that we can live this life in preparation for heaven, living in such a way to build up a heavenly treasure, not just treasure to last for this life. How can one grow in faith? How can I prepare my soul for heaven? There's two ways to do that based on the words of Christ in our gospel today. The first is simply give to those in need. Help out that person who comes into your life who really needs help. That can be money, that can be something you have, that can be a listening ear. But see that person that comes that's in need, see it as Christ. Because he's promised those who are in need, those who are suffering, those who are in difficulty, that in a very mysterious way, that is he himself that we're serving. What's the second way? It's the Mass. What's going on right now? Each Mass reaches its high point with the Holy Eucharist, the Eucharist which is the source and the very summit of our life, as Vatican II said. We prepare for this moment in the Mass through confessing our sins. That confidier, "I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters." We first start by humbling ourselves before God, acknowledging our sins. Then we have the readings of the Scriptures. We have the Gospel, the homily, the Eucharistic prayer, leading all up to the Eucharist. The Eucharist is a sacrament of faith. Our senses will fail us. The Church teaches us truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ in that consecrated bread and that consecrated wine. Our senses will fail. As one saint wrote famously about the Eucharist, "Faith for all defects supplying, where the feeble senses fail." The moment of the elevation during the Mass is a great time to make an act of faith in the Eucharist. There are two points called the elevation. One is after the consecration of the bread, when that bread becomes the body of Christ, and the priest holds it up literally for everyone to adore. Why does the priest hold it up? It's not just so you can see better, it's so you can adore who we believe is actually Christ present. It's at that moment where I myself make an act of faith. I say the words of the doubting apostle Thomas. He doubted that Christ had risen from the dead until Christ appeared to him. And you can almost imagine him stuttering, "My Lord and my God." I say that at the first elevation. At the second elevation of the precious chalice, I say something different. I say a prayer that comes from the Litany of the Dying, prayers you say for someone right before they're about to pass away. I say, remember your servant, Lord, who you have redeemed by your precious blood. These acts of faith help my own faith. They confirm it. They strengthen it. They help prepare my own soul for heaven. This week, give to that person in need that comes into your life. Prepare your soul for the kingdom of God.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.